Everything Country 94.7 KTTS. Nancy and Rick, and we have Go Patrol spotters calling in some traffic problems. Kearney and Kansas, a couple of crashes there, so that whole area is a mess. And then southbound 13 by the landfill, vehicle has flipped there, and it's backed up for a couple of miles southbound on 13. So
yeah, it's down to one lane anyway because they're repaving it.
Oh, what a mess.
I can't. Oh, I can't imagine how. Good luck with that. All right, today, National Pumpkin Day, perfect for Halloween coming up. Are you a carver?
Love it.
Yeah?
Yeah, we do it every year. We go bake the pumpkins. One year, my son got a watermelon. That was different and kind of fun and tasty.
Oh, I like that idea.
It's tasty. But yeah, no, we go pick out the big ones. And how do they sit? And what shape are they? And is this going to be a good canvas for carving?
Now, do you just freewheel it? Or do you get real artsy and get online? Because there's a ton of stuff now.
I used to do the, where you do the dots and the whole stencil thing. And
the stencils.
Yeah. And I got crafty one year, and I was like, I'm going to do the word boo. And then the middle O fell out, so then I had B-O, and that was not cool, and I thought that was a lot of work. So now I just do the triangles for the eyes and the funky mouth.
Well, and I wonder, because once you get online and you start looking.
Man.
There is a ton of stuff. Stencils, patterns, carving kits, even electric tools that you can use to get really artsy.
Those little baby hand saws, I've used those before.
Yeah.
That's hard.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And I reposted the picture of my Rick pumpkin.
That looks like absolutely nothing when it's dark.
It doesn't.
It doesn't look like anything.
It doesn't look like it until you turn the light on.
And then it's Rick Moore.
And they gave it to me at Silver Dollar City. Barry Brown, who's a master pumpkin carver, and he does the same kind of thing, takes a photograph and then makes like a stencil and then does these cuckoo crazy carvings. But he made this pumpkin. I put it back on our morning show Facebook page.
It is amazing.
And I took it on my show. My wife, she goes, what is it? And then you turn the light on and she goes, oh my gosh, that's amazing. So my niece was carving a pumpkin and she blew it and just ended up threw it away and started over.
You put all that time into it and a chunk falls off.
That's what she said. And it was so intricate and all this stuff. She said, and I ruined it and I got mad and I threw it away and started something simpler. National Pumpkin Day today. And well, we're talking about the amazing stuff that you can carve into pumpkins anymore. I mean, and there's so much help for you to get online. That's crazy.
All the stencils and the little baby saws, little tools.
My niece did it, and it was something that was all intricate and stuff like that. And I guess she didn't think it would be as hard as it was. And it was too much, and she said she ruined it. So she
lost a chunk.
Threw the whole pumpkin away because she lost a chunk.
That's when I did boo, and I lost the middle O, so my pumpkin was B-O.
That would not be good.
2 weeks later, did stink.
That would stink.
Yeah, it did stink.
That would stink. So what have you seen or what have you carved?
Well, I've seen ones on that were Harry Potter carved, like the characters, like Ron, Hermione, and Harry.
Oh, I bet that was neat.
It was really cool. And I was like, how do you even do that? one was like the castle or Hogwarts, obviously, and then the characters and everything. And they were just amazed. They just couldn't believe that, you know, they were able to do that. Huh. I'm crafty, but I'm not that crafty.
I'm with you. Totally, totally.
But you get those stencils and you follow and you're really careful.
You better have the right tools and be crafty and patient.
That's patient.